Well, we're at the, I guess you could say, the tail end of the 100th anniversary celebration of the great American composer, conductor, and performer Leonard Bernstein. And in that spirit, the Capitol Theater is presenting his classic musical, On the Town. And that's going to be starting May 30th through June 2nd at the Capitol Theater at the Overture Center. And we can get some insights into that from the kingpin of the whole thing and former WPR employee from many years ago. That was a long time ago. Welcome back, Andrew Abrams.
Thank you very much. I many years ago? Oh, it's hard. That's a tough one. But it was many years ago.
Yeah, I think Leonard Bernstein was not more than about 75.
Yeah, something like that.
So On the Town, did he write that in the 40s during World War II?
He did. It was the first musical he ever wrote, and nobody really knew who he was yet, and he wanted to make a splash with this show in 1944. So World War II was still going on, and he had worked with Betty Comden and Adolph Green, and I think they were called the Reviewers. It was like they performed at resorts, and they made up shows, and they did them. And he had also written Fancy Free before that, which is the ballet about the three sailors, and it was Jerome Robbins, I believe, who said we should make this into a musical. And MGM, who had eventually made it into a movie, actually backed the musical as long as they got the movie rights to it.
How interesting. That's kind of an unusual way to do it. But it has some of his best stuff in it.
Yeah, like New York, A Wonderful Town. Sure. And even today, the Bronx is still up and the Battery is still down. And people riding a hole in the ground.
All true. This production of yours, cast of what, 25?
24 people in the cast, and we have a professional orchestra of 27 performing that incredible score. It's such an incredible, that's why one of the reasons I love this show so much is the score is just fantastic.
Well, you're doing it in just the right place for the Capitol Theater.
Right. People often confuse us because we're the Capitol City Theater with an A, and we perform in the Capitol Theater with an O and an ER. So you can imagine the press often confuses.
It must get things interesting. And then to actually make it, I hope, less confusing, not more confusing, your website is www.capitalcitytheater.org.
We always say tra.
.org. Yeah, that's so, let's say, Capital City Theatre.
That's what we say.
.org, where you can find out a lot more about these performances of On the Town. So a couple of evening shows and a couple of matinees, too.
Yeah, two matinees and I think three night shows.
And what would you say would be the Andy Abrams spin on this particular performance of
Well,
On the Town?
Well, I'm not directing it. I'm conducting it. But our director, Josh Walden, who we brought in from New York, has done several Broadway shows. And what he's trying to do with this show is he's treating it as a vaudeville. So the comedy is definitely more broad. There's definitely more of a stronger female presence to sort of counter what was then a little bit more male dominated. So he's definitely sort of rethought it for today's.
Not just sailors in New York.
Exactly. It's a lot of fun. And of course, we're also coupling with the Madison Ballet, and they were using several of their company members. So there's real ballet in this thing, which is really exciting.
And you sometimes hear these as a group, three dance episodes mm-hmm. from On the Town. And the most interesting one, you're telling me and everyone else, is the Times Square Ballet.
It is. It's actually at the very end of Act One, and our hero is awaiting the girl that he saw her picture on the subway, and they met, and they agreed to meet in Times Square, and she sort of stands him up because she has to go to work, but there's this big ballet that ensues at the end of Act One right in Times Square.
And we'll hear it as performed by the Minnesota Orchestra with former Milwaukee conductor Ato Duvart conducting.
Thank you.
some lively stuff there, but what do you think about those? How lively was it?
Well, I thought that was a little on the slow side tempo-wise. It's certainly slower than what we're taking it.
Your version will be faster.
A little bit clippier, definitely.
Those dancers have got to be in prime
condition. Got to move.
Prime condition to keep up with that, even at that tempo, I would think.
Yeah.
For your production of On the Town, that's the Capitol Theater production.
City Theater. Capitol City.
Capitol City in the Capitol Theater.
There you go.
And so go to the right, go to the place with the O, and you will see the A in action on the town. There's another dance episode here called Simply Here, The Great Lover. And what's is there a premise behind that, Andy?
So in the second act, there's sort of a big three-movement ballet that sort of goes into a fantasy world while our hero sleeps on the subway on his way to Coney Island to find his girl. And so this is the second movement, which is the fast movement. And every version is different in terms of how this is interpreted. So we'll just say this is the faster movement of the ballet suite of the second act.
Could you do it much faster than that and still dance to it?
I think we could.
You think so?
Yeah, they also did a little cut down version there of that.
Yeah, the different concerns between a studio recording and actually performing it for stage production.
That's right.
Which is your department, Andrew Abrams. He's the director of these upcoming performances.
I'm the musical director.
Oh, the musical.
I'm the artistic director of the company, but the musical director of this. We have a director choreographer in for this one.
Not to put too fine a point on it.
Yeah, sorry.
On the Town, Leonard Bernstein's musical from 1944, May 30th through June 2nd at the Capitol Theater at the Overture Center in Madison. And it's the Capitol City Theatre putting it on. Their website is www.capitolcitytheatre.org. And thanks for giving us a couple of insights into your upcoming performances, Andy.
Yes, thanks for having me, rather. It's always great.
Going to be a lively show.